If Congress agrees to create the new department envisioned by the president, it will have a broad impact on security from the borders to the heartland. NPR's Andy Bauer spoke with a number of people whose job it is to worry about various aspects of Homeland Security. He asked them what they think of the president's plan.
Gary LaGrange is the executive director of the Port of New Orleans, which, like many U.S. ports, has become one of the front lines of Homeland Security. We spoke to him shortly after the president's speech from a payphone. He says the plan sounds much better than the status quo.
It sounds like a one-stop service center where you don't have all of the different pieces of information going out to different agencies, and you don't have to call up six different places to get the information you need if you can do it in one fell swoop. That would be a huge improvement for all of us.
LaGrange says the port has regular contact with agencies currently under different cabinet departments like the Customs Service, INS, and the Coast Guard, and he's all for having them brought under the same umbrella.
Sometimes you're really not sure who the right agency is to call. There are other times where you may offend an agency or you've gone over somebody's head. So there's a lot of time and a lot of resources resulting in a lot of money and effort lost on our parts.
But Ronald Zisman is not impressed at all. He's an immigration lawyer who works in both Washington State and Canada. He says he understands the president's goals, but he thinks the plan is born more out of frustration and politics than pragmatism.
Instead of trying to merge seven or eight different agencies into one agency, they should start with one agency and see if they can address the underlying issues.
Such as, in his view, poor computer systems and poor management. For example, he says the INS takes far too long to train and get clearances for inspectors at the border.
If you're running a business, you don't create another department to make it run better. You streamline what you have. And I don't think they're going to be streamlining anything.
For his part, Sheriff Robert Fianco of Wayne County, Michigan, liked what he heard, especially when Mr. Bush told law enforcement officers that he expects their superiors to take their suspicions seriously.
Sometimes from street experience, you formulate a theory and you can't prove it 100%, but sometimes if you pass it up and you get support and analysis, many times those kind of, for lack of a better word, hunches pay off. And if you haven't been on the street for a while, you don't have the same perspective that they do.
George Vinson is the security advisor to California's governor. He sees the key point of the plan as what he calls a fusion of intelligence, in which he hopes state and federal agencies will do better at piping information back and forth.
If we're going to prevent the next attack, it's going to be because we can hear and see possibly what's coming.
Jeffrey Beatty agrees that the new department's role as an intelligence clearinghouse is perhaps the most important. Beatty runs the security firm TotalSecurity.us and is a former FBI agent and CIA case officer. But above all, he likes that the new head of the department will have final accountability for security.
Whoever is in that office, Governor Ridge, if there's an attack on our homeland, that's the person we look to. Look what happened on 911. Did any department heads lose their job? No. And I think that's very important. That's why for years the military had the ability to relieve commanders. They still do.
But although he supports the reorganization plan, Beatty feels trumpeting tougher security could have an ominous side effect as well.
If I were an Al-Qaeda member watching this, I would say, boy, better to strike sooner rather than later. Because if they were capable of mounting an operation, they would really want to mount it now.
But Beatty likes that the restructuring was announced on the anniversary of the Allied invasion of Normandy during World War II, which he hopes is a good omen. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.